Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 1st, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on the Podbean page to the left under Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you donation details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. And so now let's get to work with today's show. And I'm going to start by talking about why Europeans are so much happier than Americans. It's kind of like a comparison of lifestyles, which I think you'll find interesting. Then I'm going to finish up, hopefully, with what I call a coda to the WeWork story, a nasty, disgusting, sleazy affair, if ever there was one. Then I will talk about why we are always wanting more. It's not entirely clear. It might have something to do with insecurity and discontent, a feeling of inadequacy. Who knows? But we will study this, and I will give you some ideas. Then I'm going to talk for quite a long time about the Michael Flynn scandal, as produced by a new submission from his attorney, Sidney Powell, who is very brilliant and very much in favour of Michael Flynn, and you can see it from the way she writes. So we will talk about that, a total travesty by those out to get him and Trump. Hopefully the case will be thrown out. Then I'll talk about Coca-Cola's ridiculous valuation, the difference between what it looked like in 1929 just before the crash, which of course included Coca-Cola along with everything else, and what it looks like today. And I think you'll be quite shocked to see the difference. Then I will indeed continue to talk about the preamble to the 1929 crash, some information which a lot of you probably don't know, but unfortunately it cries out for a direct comparison with what we see today. Then I will talk about the economic situation in Europe as opposed to the social one, which I described earlier in the programme, and it's pretty grim. And I will finish off with an idea about what China's future is going to look like. So a busy show, hopefully very interesting, lots of information, ladies and gentlemen, and if you are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently upon request 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free to select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but unless you have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they will give you a real sense of how I treat the day-to-day goings-on, which will be fresh in your mind. And so hopefully you will make a positive opinion. So with that, let me finish with my details, my contact details. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, with Martin and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com, which is to be found blazoned across the top of the Podbean page. So if you don't write it down now, you will find it there. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as many of you will know. My Facebook page deals with matters which are somehow not weighty enough or not substantial enough for a full show, but in a few lines describe what I have to say, and they are important, so don't miss them if you can help it. And my Twitter page is pretty much the same thing, but just in one line, just one-liners, sometimes jokes, but basically quickies that I've decided to put into the Twitter page. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you all a wonderful weekend ahead. This is Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call saying back at you again with another synopsis on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.